A little over 2 years ago, I got a mic. A lapel mic is wired, and I haven't recorded with it up to like 10 times, up to 15 times. If I even say 15, it means I'm giving myself grace. But I wanted to try using it today, if there's going to be like a difference in sound. So if you notice a difference in sound, please let me know, because to be honest, I don't see it. And I'm eyeing a bigger mic, but then it's just weird if I haven't used this one I have like with me, and I'm like going for another one. What's the guarantee that I'm going to like that other one that I'm going for? But anyways, today is Friday the 3rd of March, and this is like the first episode for the month. So happy new year. Happy new month. God, I'm such a clown. See the way I just confidently said happy new year. But yeah, happy new month, happy March. And I'm still at home, obviously, because the break isn't over. Even though I haven't been my most productive self, I remember telling myself like prior to the break and saying, oh, when this break starts, I'm going to be reading, because when I come back, I know it's just tests and exams, blah, blah, blah. And then now I haven't been productive since I came home, and it's like really, really weighing me down. Today, I wanted to talk about my skin, like skin in general, not as an expert, but like in lieu of the things that I have gone through because of my busybody and my oversabi. But firstly, I just want to say that if this is your first time of listening to any episode on the pod, I'm super grateful that you decided to stop by. I really do appreciate it. But if this isn't your first time, I have like, surprisingly, yeah, let me just like say this. For somebody that is very lazy with publicity, for somebody that just automatically shrieks whenever somebody tries to help her do publicity, I really do have like OG listeners. Like I do have people that check back in, even when I've not posted my link in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, like I say, oh, listen, oh. But like every week I still get people listening, and I still get people dragging me for episode, and I literally do not take every one of you for granted. Do you know, once I finish this, my savings now, each and every one of you, I'm going to buy you a car. Just drop, you know yourself, just drop your preferred car in my DM so that I can speak to my car dealer about it. But yes, you know, I feel like I'm going to one day talk up like extensively about my publicity fear. Because I remember one time I was in my faculty, and my tote bag has like an inscription that says Laura the podcaster, right? And so obviously before you put that inscription on your tote bag or on like a public place like that, it means that you want to use it for publicity, right? Yes. But then I got into like the 100 level class this year, and then somebody just like came up to me, and she was like, oh, you have a podcast. And I'm just automatically on defense. And I'm like, oh, how do you know? And she's like, your bag. And I just turned the bag like upside down to like cover the part that has an inscription. Because why? I don't know. Obviously, did you not put it there so that people will see it? I don't know what my problem is, but I will soon get a diagnosis. So as I was saying, today I wanted to talk about my skin, because, you know, I've never really being somebody that like had acne issues and all of those things, but then I went oversabi, and I got off of the shelf products without consultation. But something has happened between the morning and this 1:20 p.m. that I'm recording this episode, because now I don't want to talk about my skin again this week. There's another pressing issue. I'm seeing that the federal government have now started allowing us spend old cash, and I'm just in a state of what is the meaning of this, because there's no name for this state that I'm currently in right now. Because you could extend this thing to December 31st. So now you know that was the right thing to do. You could extend it to December 31st, but no, you had to allow us suffer and allow POS people control our every single move. Really? Really? So this is who you are. So this is what you really are about. Wow. I am pretends to be shocked. to be honest, laughs in Costa Rica. Because what is the meaning of this that I'm seeing currently now? So what do you expect people to now do? Anyways, on the flip side, Sha, POS people, I hope that you took the advice that I gave you some weeks back, and I hope that you've used the profit that you've gotten to build house or buy land or buy a car, because your small 2 minutes of fame has ended. Because now we're back to business as usual. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm excited about this, but also it's just like, I cannot just allow my excitement to like blind me from the fact that these people could have done these things since, but they had to wait for the presidential elections. You know, if you know me, like, you know that I'm a fan of theories. Like, I'm a big fan of 2 + 2 = 4 - 1, that's 3, quick math. And so I'm now like, you knew that you could extend this thing to December 31st. Why the rush? 1, 2, if APC hadn't, I won't say won, because they did not win, but that's like another matter for another day, because I don't want to like relieve that trauma of the election period. But like, if APC had not been declared winner, I won't say win, they didn't win, they were just declared, would they still have extended this deadline? And if, okay, yes, and if Peter Obi had won, would they have extended the deadline? Or would they have continued making us suffer? That's 2. And why now? Do you get, like, all of these questions I will not have an answer to, obviously. But I believe that you see the pattern that I am seeing currently. It's like every single thing in this country is just out to make us pay for God knows what, maybe the sins of Lord Lugard or something. But like, it's just very wild that you had the opportunity, you had the power to do this thing since 19, and you allowed us to suffer this much for cash. And you now brought out that hypo bleached currency when you could have just left us with our old one that had no problem. I don't know if you see it, but I feel like this, it was just an intentional act to frustrate us, to disenfranchise us. Because obviously, if you don't have cash and your polling unit is far, not everybody's lucky to have their polling units in front of their houses, right? If you don't have cash and your polling unit is far from your house, you're going to feel a certain type of way, like, oh, I probably shouldn't just go. And then if you don't have, well, you're also going to feel frustrated as well. Like, what's the essence of voting when my vote won't count? When it's not going to change the situation of things? I feel like that's the reason why they just put us through all of this hullabaloo the past weeks. I'm glad that it's over, but it's still not going to stop me from asking the questions that I want to ask. Why? And I don't think I will ever stop feeling like this country is one gigantic circus. Not the type in Greatest Showman. That one's like a fun circus. It's just, this country feels like one twisted circus where they are like using the circus acts to work involuntarily. And they're just like pushing, you know, it's like a puppet show where they're like controlling everything from on top, and they're like, move here, move here. It's giving Fela Zombie, to be honest. I don't know. I still cannot lose the entirety of my hope on this country. There's still a bit of a hopeful part in me. But it's hard considering everything I've seen in the past weeks. Sorry, my mic just fell. That's if it's even working. But like, this episode is just, you know, to trigger your minds. As human beings, I feel like every single time we're supposed to have moments where we ask ourselves questions, where we're like, why is this, you know, we're ordinarily inquisitive. Because man is born as a tabula rasa, and if you don't ask questions, you'll never find out, and you forever remain a blank slate. It's important that we start to ask these questions. Even though we're not getting an answer, it's important that we ask these questions, that we put 2 and 2 together, that we say why, that we question things that happen around us. Yeah, that's just what I wanted to say today. Another time, we'll talk about my skin and its troubles. But for today, just ask yourself, why? Why? That's all. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode. And yeah, I'm sorry that it's coming this late in the day, but like, I mean, I'm also not sorry, because if it didn't come this late in the day, then I won't have gotten that eureka moment, and by now you'd probably be listening to me talk about how my skin is suffering because I went to do Tatafo. So pick your poison. Thank you so much for listening, and check back in next Friday. I'm not promising you a time, but do check back in. Thank you. Have a very, very splendid weekend. Bye.